Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 23, Issue 2, April 2024. Article Number 2. The evaluation of complete blood count parameters in the patients with idiopathic versus secondary cerebral venous thrombosis. First author, Mohammad Javad Ghalamzada. Corresponding author, Etrat Hushmandi and Afshan Borhani Hajigi. Abstract, background, several laboratory markers derived from a complete blood count, CBC, have been proposed as potential indicators for assessing the risk of cerebral venous thrombosis, CVT. However, limited and conflicting evidence exists regarding this association. This study aimed to evaluate the role of CBC parameters in CVT development and their link to disease characteristics. Methods. This case-control study included patients diagnosed with CVT between March 2018 and March 2021. Organized registry system at the Neurology Research Center of Shiraz University of Medical Sciences, Shiraz, Iran, CVT registry code 901013381. The control group consisted of age and sex-matched individuals without systemic diseases. CBC results from the control group and the first recorded hospital CBC of the patient group were collected. Results: the study included 295 patients with CVT, 49 with idiopathic CVT, ICVT, and 246 with secondary CVT, SCVT, and 341 healthy individuals. Among the CVT group, 72.54% were women. Patients with CVT had higher red cell distribution width, RDW, and lower red blood cell, RBC, count, hemoglobin, HB, levels, and hematocrit compared to the non-CVT group. In ICVT cases, male gender, RBC count, HB levels, and hematocrit were notably higher compared to SCVT cases. Logistic regression analysis showed that female gender, smoking, and higher hematocrit values were associated with increased probability of ICVT. Conclusion: the study suggests that certain CBC parameters may serve as potential markers for assessing CVT risk and differentiating between ICVT and SCVT cases. Validation and further research are needed to explore the underlying mechanisms. You can read full article at cjn.tums.ac.ir.